Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, here we go, Bill. I got rapid fire for you today. Buy or Sell, Brian Kelly saying the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels means he knows for sure the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels.
Honestly, I missed the first part of that because I was laughing so hard at you just shooting yourself in your own foot. Buy or sell, Brian Kelly saying the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels means for sure he knows the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels. Sell.
Sell.
I don't think he actually knows.
All right.
I think he is pushing his, rapid fire.
Excuse rapid me. Fire, really fast.
That, by the way, that was a manly presentation. I just want to go back to this. Who doesn't think you're a real man?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's not ask my wife that question.
Oh, no. Well, your wife thinks you're a great real man.
Maybe certain days.
Maybe she just says to you, hey, man.
Hey, Eeyore.
So, if you want to talk this through, it is a public radio show that is broadcast across the country. But I'm here. If you want to talk through whatever's going on, we can do it.
You know,
buy or sell, you want to talk through your marriage right now.
Sell.
Okay.
You and I are both off next week. We got some time on our hands. Maybe we can work through it.
Hit me up. I'll be around. I'll definitely take your call. Decline.
All right, Bill, back to the NFL here. Brandon Ayuk is entering the final year of his rookie deal with the 49ers and said, quote, I'm trying to get what I deserve, end quote. Bill, buy or sell the 49ers being as dangerous without Brandon Ayuk?
I will buy that they can be. I
don't, buy.
Look, obviously a incredibly talented player, especially on offense for a team that is about offense, which is what you have to be in the NFL in general, is going to make you better. But I think that the Tyreek Hill thing with the Chiefs shows that if you have the right quarterback, and I think the Niners do, it's not as certain as with Mahomes in Kansas City as it is with Purdy, and you have the right play caller or person building the offensive approach, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, that you can make do. So, do they want him? Sure. Can they be as dangerous? It won't be as easy, but if anyone can navigate that, if this comes to a real crossheads, it would be after the Chiefs, the Niners.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell, the Houston Texans would have been a better fit for Saquon Barkley than the Eagles.
For whom?
For Saquon.
That's a good question. It's nice to be in the NFC. I'm going to sell because I think it's
sell.
A net. I think it's a net neutral. I do. I think it's. And by the way, you want to play your former team. You want that experience. You want go get them. I understand it. I am high on the Texans. but the Eagles were 10-1 last year at one point, and were in a Super Bowl the year before that. We have short memories in the NFL because things move quickly. It is very conceivable that Philly could be one of the three or four best teams in the NFL next year. That is not an impossibility the way that it is with, say, the Bears.
All right, Bill, let's head over to the college side. Buy or sell Notre Dame being independent is more valuable now than it ever has been.
Buy. And I do know the context of this.
Buy.
They're saying that it is true. The money that they're going to be able to negotiate, the payouts they're going to get as a share of what is coming for college football playoff expansion and what may be coming. I will also buy. I'll ask myself a question. Buy or sell Notre Dame did this accidentally. They never saw this coming. It was good fortune by accident. Buy.
Buy.
Because if the model had gone a different way, if the Pac-12 had really survived, if the other conferences had been able to have the foresight to know that they needed to guard against the SEC the way the Big Ten did, I don't know if it would have been true, but that's not the world we're in, so good for them.
All right, Bill, hoopier than now. Some NBA. Buy or sell DeJounte Murray's 44 points on 44 shots. That included a buzzer beater to beat the Celtics in overtime.
So it was buy or sell that I think is a good buy.
Yep. Buy.
Look, man, you beat Boston. How many shots did Kobe need to get 60 on his last game? Do you know?
It was an absurd amount. I want to say it was in the low 40s.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was at that game. It was absurd in a vacuum, but these things don't happen in a vacuum. I'm going to look it up. So, yeah, context matters, even though this is no context buy or sell. You just beat the Celtics in that game because of that accomplishment. You also beat them, came back from a 30-point deficit a few games ago, your last game. They are, at least on paper, I'm not sure practice, the best team in the NBA. Hell yeah, it matters.
Kobe took 50 shots to get 60
points. I knew it was
50.
I remember being there and just everyone was like, oh, Kobe, and thinking, I guess I probably can't be the guy to say it's a lot of shots.
22 also, of 50.
They almost lost to Utah in there. They beat them. But like there were stretches of the game. Yeah. Anyway, yes, I think it's I buy its accomplishment. And I think that hitting the game winner in overtime is the sort of like, okay, if it was a toss-up, that's the if he misses it, maybe we have a different conversation.
Bill, buy or sell, you think Draymond Green has learned his lesson?
Sell. I've gotten past thinking he can learn his lesson.
Sell.
And the more that I think about it, the more I think that Steph Curry should not be criticized for his emotions, that Draymond Green should be crushed for Steph's emotions, and that Steph Curry should not be criticized for not being able to lead Draymond Green. It is really, 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 really hard to change someone who's unchangeable.
Buy or sell, the Timberwolves-Nuggets game tonight means the two best teams in the West are going head-to-head. And no, I don't just mean by looking at the standings.
I will sell. I think
sell.
I am skeptical. And by the way, I'll even include the idea of Cat being healthy. I am skeptical of the Timberwolves' ceiling and the Thunder's ceiling. But if I had to take... Oh, man, Anthony Edwards is so good, though. But if I had to take one, I would take Oklahoma City. And I think New Orleans is a more likely team, depending on matchups, to break through them, both of them. And by the way, New Orleans has dominated the Clippers this year and last year. They've won 8 of the last 10, and I think 3 or 4 this year. Yeah, they are. New Orleans, I think, has a higher ceiling than both those teams.
Buy or sell the Milwaukee Bucks winning at least 2 of their next 3 games against the Hawks, Wizards, and Grizzlies.
I see what you're doing here. I mean, they have to, right? I mean, buy.
Bye.
The Wizards haven't been playing all that badly, though, but they have to.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell, Caitlin Clark needs to be asked about Ice Cube's offer to play in the Big 3 this weekend.
Bye. And I love Caitlin Clark because of all the sort of associations I have with that program, but sell if she gets angry. She can say I'm not going to answer. But
sell.
By the way, I will say this. It is obnoxious that this got leaked during her attempt to win a national championship. It's also intentional by the Big 3. You want to drum up attention to the Big 3 when she's at the height of her Q rating, of her fame, of the spotlight at its brightest and its most focused. And that is right now. Not her fault, though.
Some baseball here, Bill. Buy or sell, you feel bad for Mike Trout after he homered yesterday, but the Angels managed just 2 hits and lost 11-3 to the Orioles.
Sell, I'm past.
Sell.
Let me say this, too. I'm going to do what is a really healthy, fair approach to analysis. I'm going to do armchair psychologist based on two games in person and some games on TV. That's a really good, right? That's very, very responsible. I don't think he loves Shohei. I think the moment Shohei Ohtani struck him out in the World Baseball Classic in that final bat, I think something broke for Trout. I do. Maybe I'm wrong. By the way, that's the most mesmerizing at bat I've ever seen. And it did not happen in a Major League Baseball game. I don't have sympathy for the guy. Some of it's because I am worn down, maybe on his behalf. It's not the first year that it's occurred to me that his career has been wasted by the Angels, and he's not the player that he used to be.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell, you're bothered by the Tampa Bay Rays hanging a 2023 AL wildcard banner at Tropicana Field yesterday.
I will buy. That is pretty terrible. That is really sad.
Oh, by the way, they lost two straight games in that wild card series.
Buy or sell, you want me to give you a real-life example of losers who do this. You can spot it.
Buy.
Anytime someone on their resume, or I hate to say it, but what's the old thing? If this guy was a bleep in life, he's a bleep in death. Like, or in their obituary. Like, if someone says he was a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, that guy's a gal's a piece of silliness. Do you know who's a Pulitzer-nominated journalist? Do you want me to tell you who is? I am. Because back in my... You know what? You know who can get nominated for a Pulitzer Prize? Anybody whose bosses want to send in $50 and take it and dare to dream. There's literally 1,000 nominated Pulitzer Prize journalists every year. No, you wild card banner... Did they lose that series?
To the inevitable champs, yeah, the Rangers.
I mean, get the heck out of here, man. You look nervous there.
Very passionate about this.
I can't stand phonies. Holden Caulfield style. Those bleep and bleep phonies.
All right, Bill, let's stay in baseball here. Buy or sell, yesterday's Cubs extra inning loss already crushed your soul.
Shut up. Is that an answer? Do I have that as a drop? Yeah, bye.
Thank you
for bringing it up. That's the reason I didn't bring up the Cubs today. Dude, the joy you take. You know what?
I didn't do anything.
You enjoy your 13-hour drive with your wife questioning your manliness.
Ouch.
She doesn't question your manliness.
Most days.
Buy or sell that anyone questions Tom's manliness, sell.
Sell.
Bill, you're a mean man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, sometimes.
Bill, buy or sell, you rather see the Houston Astros win the World Series rather than the Yankees?
Can I sell that you asked me that question?
Sell.
Sell. I'd much rather the Yankees win the World Series.
Sell.
I don't dislike the Yankees at all. I never even contemplated until I moved to New York and met Yankees fans. I mean, my mom's from Jersey. My mom's from New York, right? I love New York City. I didn't stay there. We ended up coming back to L.A. But buy or sell, if I had lived in New York, it would be not with you, but in the universe, not your rules, okay to wear a Yankees cap as a sign of I love New York, not a sign of I'm a Yankees fan.
Bye.
Yeah. I do love New York.
Speaking of love, Bill, last one for you. Buy or sell, you will speak to me at all during your vacation next week.
Oh, bye. I want to check in on
bye.
On your marriage now and the drive with your kid. Also, you know that I like just calling you to mess with you for no reason.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.